Good morning, this is your Wātea English News. The former chair of Te Whatuora Health New Zealand, Rob Campbell, says the continuous failure of the system to meet the health needs of Māori should be the core to this election. Both National and ACT have made Māori health an issue, with ACT characterising efforts to address inequity as creating race-based systems, and National promising to scrap the Māori Health Authority, Te Aka Whaiora, and go back to just a Māori unit in the Ministry of Health. Mr Campbell, who was sacked for a social media post calling National leader Christopher Luxon's statements on co-governance dog-whistling, told Radio Wātea's Te Wero election program what small progress has been made under Labour is likely to be reversed.
I think it's absolutely central. I can't imagine any outcome for the health system that anyone would regard as satisfactory or fair, which did not involve a really substantive lift in not only Māori health outcomes, but Māori health access and Māori control of their own health services.
Rob Campbell says the iwi partnership boards, which advise Te Aka Whaiora, are an important step to better outcomes, and any effort to roll back to the old system should be strongly resisted. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson is fighting political apathy. She says getting Māori and Pacifica out to vote is the way to get a progressive Aotearoa and good change. The status quo would rather those voters stayed home.
They want our people to be so fed up with the process. They want our people to shrug their shoulders and say, oh, that all looks like a bunch of clowns and I'm not going to vote at all because it's a waste of my time. That is what the powerful, the wealthy want our people to do. And so we don't let them have that.
Marama Davidson. The third season of the popular Reo Māori historical drama Kai Rākau starts on Whakaata Māori tonight. A special premiere is being held in Rotorua at 7pm as part of the Aronui Indigenous Arts Festival. Director and actor Rangi Rangi Tukunoa says it broaches the sensitive subject of musket warfare, including the 1832 battle when Rongomai Wahine's Mahia stronghold, Kaiuku, was besieged by a combined force of Ngāti Raukawa, Ngāti Tūwharetoa, Waikato, Te Arawa and Tūhoe.
The musket wars, the land wars, as we know, is very controversial, and I guess it's because it's still in memory, living memory for a lot of us, and a lot of whānau still, you know, carry that weight in that mamai.
Rangi Rangi Tukunoa says the production works with iwi and hapū to ensure all stories are treated with mana and respect, including looking for uri to play the parts of their tūpuna. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!